The Israel Report for the latest news and insights with Anthony Reich.
Anthony Reich, a very good morning to you. Shavuot Tov, how are you?
Boker Tov, Shavuot Tov. Yeah, unfortunately, we're not going to have a lot of time to talk about the situation on the Gaza border. We've got so many other things to talk about, but I just want to quickly throw in a snippet about things that are happening with Gaza. A lot of uncertainty, a lot of confusion. Things really are moving around, so many different moving parts. We saw that on Wednesday night, Israel didn't respond to the balloons that were sent over from Gaza, the explosive balloons, the incendiary balloons that we saw. But on Thursday night, that all changed. The IDF was in action over Gaza, again, sending a very, very clear message of not being willing to tolerate the incendiary balloons that continue to come over the border, the threats that were issued from Gaza. Since then, things have not really been very widely reported. We've no real idea as to what went on yesterday. There don't seem to have been a lot of incendiary balloons over the border, but the truth is that we don't have any clear reports. There's been also the fact that the Qatari money has not been allowed to go into to Gaza as was expected. So the way in which the new government of Naftali Bennett and Yair Lapid is dealing with this is not entirely clear. There seems to have been a little standoff with the Egyptian authorities while some discussions have been ongoing to try to implement what's been considered to be a longer-term peace arrangement. There has been talk about the potential negotiations for the return of the Israeli bodies, those two bodies, the two IDF soldiers whose bodies continue to be in Gaza, as well as the two Israelis whose situation is not known at the moment. And so really unclear is the best way that I can put things. We don't have any there seems to be have been a calmer response by the Hamas authorities, not necessarily responding to Israeli attacks. We're not exactly sure why that is. A lot of speculation as to the fact that perhaps Hamas is indeed trying to get into the good books of the United Nations and other people who have been negotiating, have been involved in potentially normalizing relations with Gaza. So at the moment, really the situation is just unclear.
All right. And of course, we'll keep an eye on that. One of the other stories, of course, in your, Iran should check its mezuzahs theme is Iran's nuclear power plant was shut down unexpectedly over the weekend.
This is a strange story, and I'm not quite sure if I want to send the Iranians to check their mezuzahs over this particular incident.
Fair enough.
Although there might be, there might be another reason to check mezuzahs. Iran in an interesting situation. First of all, presidential election took place last week. We're going to have a change of guard as far as Iran's president is concerned. It looks as if though Raisi will be the new Hassan Raisi will be sorry Ibrahim Raisi I apologize will be the new president in Iran to take over from Hassan Rouhani. Having said all of that, we know that the real leader in Iran remains the Ayatollah Khamenei. He is really the one who's calling the shots, irrespective of who the president is. And then the story about the nuclear power plant going down over the weekend. It seems as if, though, this is more about lack of maintenance rather than check your mezuzahs, because we know that Iran has said on a few occasions that as a result of the sanctions that the country has suffered, and they have been unable to get the parts that are required to replace various facilities within that nuclear power plant. We know that the Russians helped to construct the nuclear power plant in 2011. And the Russians are still the ones who are providing the relevant fuel rods and everything that is needed for that particular power plant. So they're very much dependent upon the Russians for this. but we don't really know why the power plant actually went down over the weekend, you know, with Russia producing the uranium as well as the rods required for the plant. There is speculation that it is simply because of lack of maintenance, lack of parts, lack of ability to replace what's needed in that operating power plant. And the other thing, you know, of course, that's come out this morning is that it seems very unlikely, highly unlikely, that anybody who's trying to create some sort of subterfuge between in Iran, trying to get under their skin, it's highly unlikely that they're going to attack a live, hot nuclear power plant. That seems to be the least likely kind of target that you would imagine people would attack. And yet, again, another issue in Iran's nuclear program in general. So maybe checking the mezuzahs is the right answer. I'm not sure.
So just by way of explanation, anybody who has no idea what Anthony and I are referring to with checking your mezuzahs, for our maybe our non-Jewish listeners or our Jewish listeners who aren't aware, the mezuzah, of course, is a religious Jewish item that we put on the doors of our homes. And it's often said that if something goes wrong in the family, if somebody's ill, or if you have these recurring things that keep happening, often the rabbis will say to you, go and check your mezuzahs, and you take them down and you check the text to see that that those mezuzahs are accurate and everything is written properly. And sometimes, and very often, you have these creepy stories of things being written in a strange way. And that relates maybe to some of the events that are happening. So this is kind of tongue-in-cheek, saying that Iran should check its mezuzahs because things just keep going wrong. All right, talking about things going on in Israel, the new government has begun to take action against the latest corona outbreak. So this is quite disturbing.
Israel is about 60% vaccinated at the moment, and as a result of that massive vaccination program, we've been able to really open up pretty much everything that goes on in Israel. The only rules that exist at the moment with regard to mask wearing is that you're required to wear a mask if you are on your way to quarantine, if you are going into a medical facility, or if you're on a plane. Those are the rules that currently exist with regard to mask wearing. Of course, people are still allowed to wear masks and even encouraged to wear masks under certain circumstances, but it's certainly not a requirement at this time. And yet we've had a few outbreaks of corona in a number of places, particularly in some schools, two schools in particular that seem to have been quite badly hit, one in Modi'in and one in Binyamina. It turns out that at least according to the links that have been drawn, that this has come from people who have returned from abroad. The new Delta variant is being blamed by and large for the outbreaks and for the people who have been abroad and somehow brought it back with them. Even though the 12 to 15-year-olds are currently entitled to get vaccines and there is some encouragement for them to go and be vaccinated. The current percentage of those, that age group who are vaccinated is considered to be very low, something between 5% and 10%. That's all. And so there is now some moves within the Ministry of Health to try to be a little bit firmer about getting that age group to get vaccinated. Maybe firmer is not the right word, but encouraging them in a more active way to get a number of the 12 to 15-year-olds to be vaccinated, to be higher as much as possible, especially as we are on the verge of the summer holiday. Quite a lot of people will be traveling abroad. Travel abroad is allowed and is becoming a lot more common. And so it is considered to be likely that people will travel abroad, especially when you see the prices of local holidays. I know that a lot of Israelis have preferred to have, you know, local holidays rather than to travel abroad. And as a result of which the demand has gone sky high. The supply, of course, is still relatively limited. The tourism industry is still in a state of a reopening following corona. the prices are screaming through the roof to the point that people are saying it is far cheaper, not just somewhat cheaper, far cheaper to have a holiday abroad, to travel away, to go through all the aggravation of PCR tests backwards and forwards, and to pay prices, whatever they are, in euros or in dollars, wherever you happen to be having your holiday. Far cheaper to do that than to holiday in Israel, which I think is a little sad.
Sad, absolutely.
Because I think that, yeah, even though the demand is very, very high, I think it would be a nice gesture on the part of the tourism industry to keep prices to some sort of manageable levels. But we know that people are traveling abroad, not only because of the prices, but because of just being able to exercise their ability to do that. And of course, we have a danger of bringing back particularly the Delta variant, which is considered now to be the most prevalent and most dangerous variant going on around. So the government has made taken a few actions. Action number one is trying to get the 12 to 15 year olds to be vaccinated as much as possible, as soon as possible. That's number one. Number two, setting up some more checkpoints at Ben Gurion Airport. There was a story last week where there was such a flood of people arriving in the airport that they were not all able to be checked as is required by the law. So the government has said that's not going to happen again. We're going to make sure that everybody gets checked. And in order to facilitate that, more testing stations are being set up at the airport. Action number three is to put more people out on duty to check in on people who are required to be quarantined, because there are so many stories going around about people who are being sent to quarantine and then not adhering to the restrictions. That is clearly a problem. And in fact, there are some reports that the outbreaks that we've seen around Israel arise from the fact that people were sent to quarantine and did not adhere to the requirements to quarantine. And in fact, there are some even reports that some of those people might be criminally prosecuted for not adhering to their quarantine restrictions, and as a result of that, causing some a number of pockets of outbreaks of corona in Israel. So that is the current situation, and there are of course concerns about how much the current Pfizer vaccines that have been issued to most Israelis are going to hold up against this Delta variant. That remains to be seen. The other point is that there are still some countries that are on the red list that people are not allowed to travel to unless they get particular permission to do so. South Africa is one of those countries. The others include Argentina, Brazil, India, Mexico, and Russia. There is a consideration to possibly put the UK onto that red list, and that's quite interesting because the UK is one of the most vaccinated countries after Israel in the world. So that's the current situation. A related story, and very, very sad one, terrible, is the fact that Israel has this massive stock of vaccine that is going to be expiring in the near future. And instead of throwing the vaccine out when there's such a massive demand for vaccine, Israel decided to donate 1 million vaccines to the Palestinian Authority. They, in turn, decided that they don't want to accept that vaccine. And I think some of their reasons are justified. Others, I think, are somewhat political. But there is a consideration that in order to use up 1 million doses of vaccine, they're going to have to implement a massive program very, very quickly in order to get that done before the vaccine expires, some of it at the end of July, some of it a little bit later than that. But in order to use the vaccine before the expiry date, there needs to be a massive program of vaccination in order to take advantage of that. So they claim that they're unable to do that. They're in discussions with Pfizer and with Israel. Israel is considering some other countries that might wish to take this vaccine before it expires. It would be a great shame to have to throw 1 million doses of Pfizer vaccine down the drain because it has hit its expiry date.
And the sad thing about the story is, of course, that the Palestinian Authority knew of all of the dates, and in July is not that, it's not that impossible to do. They accepted it, and then they changed their mind, which, of course,
that's true.
Says,
lots of politics.
Yeah, there's
played.
Probably
Absolutely.
A lot says a lot about the politics and less about expiration dates. Anthony Rach, that's where we leave it. We aren't going to be speaking to you for the next 2 weeks. You're away,
correct,
unfortunately.
I will be away for the next 2 weeks. I will be back again exactly 2 weeks today. So I'm sure that by then the world would have changed
Absolutely.
A great deal. There'll be much to talk about, and I look forward to coming back and talking to you again. And in the meantime, I'm sure that you'll be kept updated with all your alternative sources, and I look forward to being back in 2 weeks from now.
and we look forward to having you back. Travel safe, be well.